When my roommate comes into the room looking for his car keys, I don't say it yet. And when he gets me off the couch to check underneath the couch cushions, I don't say it yet. No. And then when he says out loud, I wonder where my car keys are, I still don't say it. I still don't say it yet. But then he asks me, do you know where my car keys are? I look at him in his face and I say, have you checked your vitals? Get up, get up, vitals. I have not seen your keys, but since you're asking me,
you better check up that vitals.
I'm not serious, I don't think it's up inside your big brown business. But a funnier thing to say to someone who's lost their shit and is stressed out visibly, when I see the best man start to sweat, I don't say it yet. When I see that little ring bearer cunt getting yelled at by his mum, oh, I still don't say it. When I see the groom asking the vicar if they can wait just another 15 minutes, I do not say it. And when the father of the bride starts organising an ad hoc emu bop of the courtyard area, I want to, but I do not say it. It's the 11th hour with 300 congregants under God's roof. The vicar approaches the mic and suddenly all of the chatter goes mute. He says that they've misplaced the rings. Could anyone possibly know where they are? I know it's my time and all heads turn as I stand and say, vicar, have you checked your vitals?
Get up, get up, get up.
I lost my loan.
Have you checked up your people?
I'm losing my patience.
Check your anus.
Where is your class?
Think you suck up your ass.
I just lost my grandma. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Are you capable of not saying she's up my asshole? Of course. My condolences. I'm not looking for a silly joke right now. Yeah, yeah. What are you looking for? Honestly, just like a shoulder to cry.
Have you checked your mind? Yes, I am. Grandma up there chillin', I fucking got you. Vital, my family